That ball is massacred by Austin Hayes. Oh, my goodness. You come at the king, you best not miss. 14-game hit streak for Austin, and that one as loud as any of them.
And the Royals lose 7-3 to the last-place Baltimore Orioles. Jackson Coar, not a great start, but he was able to fight through some issues early. Gave up a pair of two-run homers, including that big-time hit by Austin Hayes. He rebounded, retired 12 of the last 14 batters, saved the bullpen, threw 105 pitches, had a career-high 7 strikeouts. He lost confidence in his fastball early, but then kind of found it later, but it was too late in regards to winning the game. Royals are down 4-0 right off the bat. End up losing 7-3. Boys in blue now 62-76 on the season. And the Royals offensively, Nicky Lopez and Edward Olivares with two hits apiece. And the Royals will be back in action against the Orioles today against Matt Harvey, who absolutely shut them down early in the year. Matt Harvey, ERA over 6 against Mike Minor, who's 8-12 with an ERA of 5.25, the third of four tonight at 6:05. Baltimore hosting Kansas City. Royals offense not really mustering too much. Mike Matheny on his team's offensive attack or lack thereof.
We had some hard hit balls. We had some damage out there. Missed opportunities in the fourth and the eighth when we get the bases loaded. You just see a big inning about to happen. And didn't get a whole lot going against their starter really until that fourth. And, before got a chance to really get to him, he's out. And they go to some different arms in the pen. That young guy came in, did a nice job of keeping us off balance. But you give him two chances with the bases loaded and a chance to get us right back in the game. We just need the big hit.
All right, so Royals lose 7-3. Turn our attention to local sports. We got some volleyball and more sports to talk about from yesterday.
Yes, we do have volleyball results to tell you about here as the Beloit Lady Trojans have moved to 5-0. They picked up a couple sweeps yesterday, beating Republic County and Red Cloud, Nebraska, both in two there at the Republic County Triangular. St. John's Tipton Quad, the Lady Jays, they're St. John's Tipton at home. They improved to 6-0 on the season. They swept Chase, Southern Cloud, and Pike Valley. Relatively easy sweeps there last night for St. John's Tipton. So, again, three wins there to move to 6-0. Southern Cloud beat Pike Valley in three. Pike Valley over Chase in two, and Chase over Southern Cloud in two. So the other three teams there split the rest of their matches there last night in Beloit. Wilson Triangular, Lakeside, goes 2-0 and improves to 3-1 on the season. They beat Wilson in two and beat Tescott in two as well. Thunder Ridge beat Osborne in five sets there in the best of five. There last night in Osborne. Thunder Ridge now 5-2, Osborne 2-2 on the season. Natoma Triangular, Sylvan Lucas goes 2-0, improving to 6-0 on the season. Sylvan Lucas beat Lincoln in two, and they beat Natoma in two, and then Lincoln beat Natoma in two in the final match there last night in Natoma. Plainville Triangular is where Smith Center was in the Mid-Continent League. A relatively easy sweep for Smith Center over both Plainville and Ellis. So Smith Center is now 4-0 on the season with those victories. And Concordia was swept in both matches against Clay Center last night in the NCKL. So that's what is going on high school volleyball-wise. If you want the full scores and finals from those matches, you can check out ncksports.com. Also, for the latest news and standings and everything you want to know about high school sports in North Central Kansas, as long as people send results and all of that, we have it all posted at ncksports.com. So that's what's going on as far as local sports were concerned from yesterday. We will tell you that coming up today, we'll continue on with our high school locker room chats. We'll talk with the football coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge this evening. 5:10 to 5:15 is when those will get started. If you ever miss those, again, they're always posted on our locker room chat podcast at katycountry94.com. You can always listen live to those as well if you're not near the radio on the website at katycountry94.com. So that's a look at what's going on as far as high school sports are concerned. So stay tuned, locker room chats tonight and tomorrow night, and then we'll get back into high school football on Friday night on both of our stations and ncksports.com.
All right. U.S. Open women's tennis. How about Leila Fernandez? Teenager winning in exciting fashion last night, 7-6 in a tiebreaker, 7-5 in the tiebreaker itself, winning in three sets over the fifth seed, Svitolina. And Fernandez will move on to the semifinals. And the men's singles, Novak Djokovic, he is three wins away from getting his 21st major, which would be all-time record, breaking a tie with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. He'll take on Berrettini, who's a sixth seed from Italy. That's tonight at 7:15 on Arthur Ashe Stadium. Zverev, a four seed, will take will play at 12:15 this afternoon against Harris. And then tomorrow, there'll be a semifinal. Medvedev will be in. He is number two seed and maybe the biggest threat to Djokovic for him not to win the U.S. Open. Novak is 34 years of age. So you don't know how many more years he's going to have.
No, you don't.
34 used to be called old in tennis, but nowadays it isn't. So U.S. Open rolls on there in New York, quickly coming to a conclusion. College football. Nebraska fans, I wish I had better news for you, but Jeremy Crabtree, who covers recruiting, says that savvy Nebraska Cornhusker fans knew coming into the 2022 cycle that the Huskers were signing a small class, but after losing an offensive lineman commitment, having only eight commitments and a list of top targets drying up, Nebraska needs a scramble for recruiting momentum. Last I checked, they have the worst class in 2022 in the Big Ten. So if you're thinking, well, we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna figure it out. We shall see. We shall see if they do. But that has been a big problem for Nebraska ever since they went to the Big Ten. And recruiting has not been what it once was. Of course, Texas dried up because they don't play anybody from Texas when they're not in the Big 12 anymore. Something to follow when it comes to University of Nebraska and their football program. They do need to step it up when it comes to recruiting. Not saying that they have to have a whole bunch of five stars, but that's a small class, and they've had a couple decommits. One chose Missouri over Nebraska. How far has Nebraska fallen in football? Kids are choosing Missouri over Nebraska. Now, granted, that's SEC over Big Ten, but they'd rather go to Missouri and Nebraska. I remember in the day, there was never a doubt. You go to Nebraska, you wouldn't even consider Missouri. So it is crazy how things change over time. Man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's I don't know what to make of it if I would be a Nebraska fan. I mean, I know I don't like it, but there's definitely some things that need to change there for sure.
In other news, the Ravens have signed former All-Pro running back Le'Veon Bell. Remember him?
Yeah.
Former chief alert to a practice squad. Ravens lost two of their top three running backs to season-ending injuries. Justin Sill tore Achilles. And J.K. Dobbins tore his ACL, so they have Gus Edwards as their main back. And, of course, Baltimore likes to run the ball a lot. And the Saints released Latavius Murray, who had a really good year last year after refusal for him to take a pay cut. So maybe the Ravens go look at him, possibly. Couple of notes in regards to off the field, and they're not really good ones. Gonzaga head basketball coach Mark Few charged with driving under influence in Idaho. And the Broncos, Bradley Chubb, was arrested for failure to appear warrant for traffic infractions. So he was arrested. These both seem to be pretty avoidable. I still have never figured this out. I like Mark Few. I think he's a great coach. But I don't know how many people get DUIs that are entertainers, celebrities, politicians, athletes that have all the resources at their disposal. More than the regular Joe Schmo. I mean, they got plenty of money to get an Uber, a taxi, a cab, pay a stranger to take them, whatever. They've got plenty of money, plenty of resources, and yet they get behind the wheel and drive drunk. And, you know, when you sit here, I mean, Mark Few is he's a brilliant coach. It's a lapse of judgment. We all make mistakes. I get that. But I just have never fully understood that. Like, I'm not trying to condone anybody getting behind the wheel when they're drunk at all. Call somebody you know. Surely you know somebody that could come get you. Or maybe sober up before you leave. But it just somebody may give you a ride from somewhere. I know you're not thinking clearly. But these high-profile celebrities, whether it's a coach, an athlete, entertainer, politician, have all of the resources at their disposal. And yet they still keep getting DUIs and driving under influence. And it's hard for me to grasp.
Yeah, I get it, too. It is hard to understand. Like,
you're leader of men, and then you make a mistake like that.
And no matter who it is, I mean, even if you're not a leader of men, even if you're just an athlete, right?
Yes.
Like, if you're
– yeah.
How much money do you spend on just stuff that just doesn't really make a difference, right?
Right.
It's their possessions, basically, like just glitz and glamour and all this stuff, but you can't buy an Uber?
Yeah, you can't get an Uber ride,
This day and age, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like
it is interesting.
You know, back when...
How much money did Mark Few spend on... How much money did Mark Few spend on drinks at the wherever he was at?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like Eric Warfield had, like, so many DUIs in a short amount of time. And I like back then, it was probably taxi,
right,
or DD, right? Find somebody that you're with. But now, I mean, you could, I don't know, maybe you don't want to like call an Uber and make it a big deal because this Uber picked up a celebrity or a famous person that knows you or whatever. But I'm like, I'd probably rather do that than be in the news as a celebrity for this kind of reason.
Yeah.
And doing these kind of things. So yeah, this day and age, it's like, there are so many options. Now maybe there's not in Idaho where Mark Few was at for an Uber, but I'm sure he wasn't alone.
Isn't it amazing? Like, it is funny that you say that. Like, you spend money to get drunk, but you can't spend the money to get an Uber or a taxi.
Yeah.
And they have plenty of money in these situations. And it is interesting what our people do in society. Like, when stamps go up 3 cents a stamp, people freak out. I better go get a whole bunch of stamps. And when gas goes up 5-10 cents a gallon, we freak out. But when we actually do the math, it's not as big of an increase as you think, depending on your vehicle, of course. Now, if you got a gas guzzler, that was your choice. You could have, listen, if you can afford a gas guzzler SUV,
yeah,
then you shouldn't be complaining about gas prices because you have plenty of money or have big payments or whatever it is. You chose to drive that vehicle, right? Now, if you got a vehicle that's getting 30 to 40 miles a gallon and gas goes up 5 or 10 cents, it's not going to really hurt your bottom line that significantly. It really won't, because you're not requiring a lot of gallons to fill up your car. So I crack up at people that freak out and make a gigantic deal about gas prices. And some of the people I know that do are like, dude, they have no problem paying for it. And they whine about stamp increases, okay? They complain about paying $5.99 for ESPN Plus, which is good for the whole month, but yet won't have no problem spending $15 at a Royals game for a beer.
Yeah.
You know, or they have no problem going and spending, you know, $5 for a shake, but they'll complain about ice cream going up from $6 to $7 at the grocery store.
Yeah.
It is interesting, isn't it? Like, you have no problem, you and I were talking about this yesterday, you have no problem paying, you know, $12 for a hamburger at a place, a sit-down restaurant with some fries, but if you go to your local fast food establishment and you see the price went up a dollar on the meal deal or whatever, the combo meal, you're like, what's going on? You're like, or you go to the store, oh my God, the price of lunch meat gone up 48 cents. What's up with that? Oh, big old 20 pound deal of meat now is $2 more. Yeah, but you go out and buy a $12 hamburger. You could have just saved the $12 there and put it towards a log of meat and had all kinds of hamburgers and throw them on the grill or the smoker. It is amazing what we complain about. And I will give you a story, ladies and gentlemen. I will share this story. We'll get to Chris Kleiman here in a little bit. We're going to play most of his press conference from yesterday. Some interesting stuff, I thought. He's very forward in what he has said. And so that will be our K-State in Focus, brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit as well. And now I lost my train of thought. What was I going to say? Goodness gracious. It was going to be really good, too. It was going to be really good. But it is interesting what we would complain about when it comes to pricing on anything. And it is funny. I know people that complain about little things like that. Like, they'll complain about their taxes and go out and buy a $60,000 vehicle. You do know there's property taxes on that vehicle, correct? And sales tax. You know, it's just like you say one thing and do the other. So I'm not really going to buy your complaint. You're just talking the talk. I mean, you know, it is interesting. Oh, here's the story I was going to tell you. And it is interesting. Like, we get called by people, like, when you're a car dealer, it would be a good example. If you're a radio station person, everybody calls up and they think they can negotiate the lowest price. All right? So why do they think they can negotiate with car dealers to get the best price? Why do they think they can negotiate with radio stations to get the lower price? And what's funny about these businesses, there's not too many of them, but there's certain people that will contact us from time to time, and they've never advertised with us, which is fine. That is fine. We'd love to have them on as an advertiser, and they will basically demand the lowest rate we have. And it's like, you know what? You're going to buy the rate card, because the lowest rate anybody's going to get on this station is going to be the ones that have supported the station for years. It's not fair for me to give somebody that's never advertised the same rate as people that have been godfathered in for years and they should have the best rates. That's the way I look at it, mm-hmm. you know? And if you're going to be on with us for a long time, then guess what? Your rates will get better. They will. That's just, I get it. You can adjust it. But I've had a few people over the years that will say, well, that's the best rate you got. I'm like, well, yeah. I'm like, well, what about doing a discount? And you know what I say to them? I say, you run a business, correct? Right. So you're asking me for a 25% discount off of ad rates, correct? Yes. So can I come to your store and get 25% off of anything that I want? All of a sudden, silence.
Yeah.
That's the way I shut that down. Because, wait a minute, I'm supposed to value your stuff at full price, but you're supposed to, you value me contacting me, you value advertising, but not enough to pay the regular rate. But yeah, I asked for a discount and you immediately shut me down. Now, wait a minute, something's not right here. Something's not right here. And so it is interesting, the gall of people.
Yeah.
You don't go into a Walmart and go up to the cash register and go, yeah, this gum is 99 cents. I'll give you 69 cents and call it good. You know, this is a nice T-shirt, but it's not worth 20. I'll give you $12.99 for it. Does that work at Walmart and Target and all those places?
No.
No. I mean, if you walk into Dairy Queen or Sonic or Pizza Hut, wherever they may be, and they go in and it's $7.99 for a combo meal, and you say, you know what? I'm not feeling that that's worth it today. I'm thinking $5.99. Do you think they give the food for not $5.99? No, they tell you, here's the door, see you later.
Yeah.
This is our price. It is non-negotiable. You either want it or you don't. And it is amazing to me how people will say, well, things need to be free. Well, hell yeah, they need to be free. I love for my house to be free. I would love for my car to be free. I love for gas to be free. I love for stamps to be free. I would love for my meals to be free. Of course, we all want free. We're all a whole bunch of wannabe freeloaders, right? We want things free. But that isn't the way it works. I don't want to pay taxes, but I kind of have to, right? So, yeah, would it be nice for things to be cheaper? Would it be nice for things to be discounted? Would it be nice for things to be free? Yeah, but if you value something enough, you will pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you complain and whine all about it and still pay for it, then that's just hollow whining because you can do something about it. You cannot do it. If you don't like the prices at a store,
kind of decisions that I've made.
Right. If you don't like the prices at a car dealer, you don't like the price of insurance, you don't like the prices of the overdraft charges at a bank, if you don't like the prices at a radio station, if you don't like the prices at fast food or sit-down restaurants or amusement parks or Royal, if you're mad because beer costs so much at a Royals game, guess what? You don't have to buy it. You don't like the tickets and how much they've gone up for a Chiefs game, guess what? You don't have, nobody's putting a gun to your head. You don't have to buy the ticket. You don't like to have to pay $5.99 for ESPN Plus? Well, okay, don't buy it. I mean, you can complain all you want. You got to figure out whether it's worth the value.
Yeah.
And if you are demanding things to be free, okay, well, what are you offering for free? You know? I mean, what are you offering for free? There is a price for most things. That's the way our society works. It is the country we live in. It's a free market enterprise, oddly enough, free market enterprise, where you can start a business and you can charge for the goods you make. You can charge whatever you want in many cases, okay? It's many cases of supply and demand. How about construction business right now? You're building a house. And they say, okay, well, the price has gone up, lumber's gone up, this has gone up, and here's what the price is going to be. Yeah, I'm not going to pay that much for lumber. I'm going to pay what it was. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Because the builder's going to walk off the site and say, you're on your own, because I've got my cost already, input cost, and I got to pass it along to you. Well, why isn't this lumber free? Well, because they had to pay for it, all right? There are cost, input costs involved. I mean, you know, farmers don't give away. Well, sometimes it feels like they are. They're not giving away their wheat.
Yeah.
You know, although the price is set by other people. That's the frustrating thing for farmers. They can't set their price. Supply and demand. So it is interesting how we are when we go to price increases or this we complain about or we say this, but we do the complete opposite. And so when we talk about getting back to the original point, Mark Few, I'm sure, spent plenty of money getting drinks to get drunk. Unless maybe people just bought him a whole bunch of drinks, he didn't have to pay a dime. That's possible, too.
Yeah,
then he had even more money to get an Uber. He had even more money to get an Uber and a cab driver to drive him home. Okay, maybe there aren't any of those available in Idaho. I'm guessing there are. And so to me, there is no excuse for Mike Few to, I mean, other than he made a mistake. He hopefully learns from it. We all make mistakes. Lord knows I have.
Mm-hmm.
You hopefully learn from it. But it's really, to me, it's hard to understand how you make that mistake. It's just obviously you wasn't thinking clearly and drank way too much, and I know that when you're inebriated you're not thinking clearly. I get that part, but it is very interesting. People that have many resources, maybe more so than regular people like Dusty and myself, if there's such a thing as regular people, or I question whether regular even exists or normal. I mean, that's in the eye of the beholder. But at the end of the day, Mark Few has money to pay for an Uber. Now, he, as you said, he's got the national scorn of driving under influence as a head basketball coach at Gonzaga, one of the most high-profile men's basketball programs in the country, a team that went to the national championship last year, and all he had to do was probably pay a little bit of money to an Uber or a cab driver or just find somebody to drive him home, and he wouldn't have to deal with this. That's obviously a lapse in judgment, and it's a bad mistake, but even more so in the position that he is in. So it is interesting when we talk about, we don't have money for this, we don't have money for that, I don't want to pay for this, I don't want to pay for that. Maybe Mark Few was like, well, I paid money on all these drinks, but I ain't going to pay for an Uber. Oh, so my life, no big deal. I'm going to spend the money on the alcohol, get lubed up, but then, you know, the heck with everybody else where I'm driving on the road drunk. Lives are obviously easily replaced, right? You know? I mean, come on. That's just a horrible mistake. And anybody that gets DUIs, you're making horrible mistakes. All right? In some countries, you get DUI once, you lose your license. That's it. In this country, you can have 1,000, it seems like, and it's no big deal. And then innocent people get killed on the roads because their people are drinking, driving, and have a lapse in judgment. And first of all, they drink too much. Second, they obviously get behind the wheel. And you would think, maybe this is unfair, but you would think people in high-profile positions that are leaders of men or women, you know, coaches like this, would know better. Mm-hmm. You would think.
He's definitely not the first coach to do it either.
No.
Yeah, there's so many things running through your mind. Like, I don't know how far this place in Idaho was from Spokane, where his home is, right? But at the same time, it's like, you got all this money, you can figure out a way to do this, right? Get a motel or something. If you don't have anybody around you, like a DD, no Ubers, you're in a small town in Idaho, whatever.
Yeah.
No taxis.
Well, maybe he was driving him back to his hotel. We don't know.
Very true. Yeah. But it's just like, man.
Yeah. It's disappointing.
That's not how you let it happen, but.
Disappointing is what that is. I remember my story in regards to discounts and this and that. So over course of time at any business, prices increase. Usually they go up and not down over time, called inflation. So we've only had a couple of price increases since I've been here for 15 years. We don't raise prices every single year like some places. We don't. I think raised the prices a couple times. And so the first price increase that we ever did, we sent out a letter to all of our advertisers just saying that there's going to be it was a very small increase based on what you're already paying. So if you're paying so much, a higher amount, obviously it would go up higher because it was a percentage increase, all right? Which was, you know, if it was a 5% increase on a $200 bill, then that would be $10 more a month, okay? Simple math. We had, I'll tell you who it is, but actually I don't even know if they're in business anymore, but this is something, folks, this will just maybe make you crack up. So we had, I don't know how many advertisers we had at the time. I would bet you we had 50 to 100 advertisers, okay? And this was back, I think, in 2009. And I sent out a letter to all the advertisers so they weren't surprised by an increase. You know how it is. You get the Verizon bill, there's a convenient, or AT&T bill or T-Mobile, and there's this, suddenly you see your totals changed, but there's not really anything nice and big to say, hey, you're having an increase. It's either hidden in really fine print or they don't even put it out there, which I think is not good at all. There should be protections against that. But we sent out a letter here at the station, and I just explain, okay, you know, we have rising costs. Here's our increase. There has not been an increase such a certain year, and so here's going to be, this is the percent increase. And there was, I sent this out to like 50 to 100 businesses, right, way back in 2009. And only one advertiser on our station had a problem with it, called me up, asked about the increase. Do you know how much his bill went up?
I do, because I've heard this story.
Herb Hoflicker had these weird prices on things, and the guy paid $17.17 a month. I kid you not. This is not made up. I can show the documentation. So this guy, I want to say the name so bad. So $17.17, it was a Herbie special, and he got like one short little 10-second ad. I mean, I don't know how many ads he got a month, but it wasn't a ton. Well, I mean, it shouldn't be a ton when you're paying $17 and 17 cents a month, for crying out loud. That doesn't usually buy you much anywhere. barely buys a beer at a Royals or a Chiefs game. So $17.17. So I applied the percentage, what if it was 5%, whatever it was, to each person's current bill. Really, you could say, why can't you just bump that guy from 17.17 to an even 19 or 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
So his bill went up to like $18.15, 98 cents or whatever it was.
Yeah,
it didn't even go up a full dollar. That was the guy that called to bitch and complain about his ad rates going up. One out of 100. It was the guy that spent the least amount of money with our station, spending $17.17, and that was just too much for him to deal with. He could not afford to pay 98 cents more a month. And you know what I told him? I said, well, that's the decision you have to make.
Yeah.
I mean, why is the rules different for that person? It's just unbelievable. I mean, seriously? That's the one that sent you over the... It was like complaining about a stamp increase.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously? Okay, well, nice having you.
Yeah.
Nobody else is complaining. Everybody else is doing it. Why should you get an exception? Because you complain and your dreams come true? I just could not. I was just laughing so hard. I remember sharing that with Dusty. I remember
when it happened. Like, I still remember.
I thought it was like a prank at first. Yeah. Like, are you serious? And he was serious.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're paying $17.17 a month. You're barely paying, like... For crying out loud, how many cents is that? I can't even do the math. It's not very many cents a day. What, a quarter a day? 60 cents a day. It was going to go up to, 65 cents a day? Not even that.
Yeah.
That was over the top. So it is, people are just of different thought processes, and it takes all kinds of different people to make the world go round, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely it does.
It is amazing. There have been a few times over the years we've given away free stuff and people complained about the free stuff. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You're done. I'm going to put you on a list and you're not eligible to win ever again on this station. If you're going to complain about something that is free, you have really lost your mind. Yeah. But there are people that complain about even free stuff, believe it or not.
Yeah. How many times you get like, when we were doing Stump. This person's trying to tell me that they won $50. I'm like, no, it was $25. It's free. So who cares how much it was? Why are you making a big stink about it?
Right, right.
It's just like one of those deals where, like, okay, you paid $0 for any of this.
Right.
It was given away by our gracious sponsors.
Right.
And then you get to treat them like that, and it's like, wait, what? Like,
yeah, yeah. You're going to argue about how much we give away when we have it on the radio telling you exactly recorded, and you're wrong, but okay.
That's just an example, right, of just right here in our home base of people complaining about free stuff, right?
Like, how do you complain about free stuff? That's just insane. They give away too much free stuff. I don't like them. Since when?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. All right, we close the show today with Chris Klieman. I'm just going to roll a good portion of his press conference here from yesterday. Thought there was some good stuff, talking about the win over Stanford, addressing Southern Illinois, FCS school that's certainly capable of going into Bill Snyder Family Stadium and upsetting the Cats coming this Saturday. What a bummer it would be to refill the bill and then leave after a loss. Then all of a sudden, KU football fans become flying out of the woodworks, just like I was talking about yesterday when K-State's worried about KU celebrating after a game. KU fans, even though they get drilled by Coastal Carolina on Friday night, which maybe they won't, but if they did, let's say they do, which I think seems likely, but maybe not, their odds of winning against Coastal Carolina are very slim. But then the KU fans will come out and say, ah, ha, 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 you lost to Southern Illinois, ha, ha, ha. Be like, who cares? Don't worry about it. You barely beat South Dakota. Chill out. So anyway, that could happen. I'm just forecasting a little bit here. I'm not saying K-State's going to lose, and I'm not – I kind of am saying KU's going to lose, but I'm not saying K-State's going to lose. But there is the chance that they could, because Southern Illinois is a very good football team, as you'll hear. –